God for this glorious day and the wonderful opportunity to gather together in your name to be fed by your word and your spirit through one another in the presence of Emmanuel, for you are with us. As we take time to reflect upon your word, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Amen. As Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John the Baptist, he asked the crowds, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see?" For the crowd that had gathered with them and all the disciples of John the Baptist had gone into the wilderness to see John the Baptist. And so he's asking them, "What did you go out to the wilderness to see?" When you went to go see him, what did you expect to find? He asked the same question of us. But he might phrase it a little bit different. He said, "You came to church this morning, what'd you hope to see? What are your expectations by coming to church on Sunday? What are your expectations?" Because what we're really asking, or what Jesus asks later on, or John's representative asks Jesus, earlier in our text, he says to him, "Are you the one to come? Or should we look for somebody else?" Expectations. We all have expectations, right? Never had any. But you all got them, right? From the smallest thing to not. Maria talked about it earlier this morning. You ever opened up a can of peaches and found tuna fish? You expect what you buy on the shelf to be what the label says, unless somebody's had the fun of going in and removing all the labels. You know, we could do that at home. You could go into the pantry, remove all the labels on all the cans, and say, "Pick three cans and make dinner and see what you get." What do you expect you're going to find? You just never know. But we all have expectations. For those who started college or are in college, did college meet your expectations your first year, your first quarter? Was it exactly what you thought it would be? Was it better than what you thought it would be? What about your first roommate who wasn't a relative? Everybody's got stories and expectations on that. Or what about, you ever participate in a white elephant gift exchange? And what you expect? It's a white elephant. You never know what you're going to get. So at this one white elephant exchange that I witnessed this past year, in fact, it was a couple weeks ago, one of the white elephant gifts had been wrapped in a bag of Starbucks coffee. What would your expectations be? In a Starbucks coffee bag. Coffee, right? Some sort of coffee, some sort of something dealing with coffee. Even if all the beans were gone, it would have something to do with Starbucks, right? The individual, when they got the bag and they opened up, you know what they found? A bag of beans. It's not what they expected, and no, trust me, nobody traded for that gift later on. What do you expect in life when you come to certain things down your road? What about that first paycheck? A lot of you remember your first paycheck. You worked all those hours. You know what you got paid per hour, and you look at it, and you go, "What's this Social Security, Medicare, state tax, federal tax. I thought I earned this much. You did. You just forgot about the expectation that somebody's going to take their piece of your pie, as it were. Expectations, we all have them. You never know how people are going to respond. We went to one white elephant gift years ago. It was actually in Okinawa, Japan. And the white elephant gift that I brought was wrapped, and you never know how people are going to respond to white elephant gifts. Right? One guy received a white elephant gift, and he opened it up. Nobody traded for it. And he was thrilled. He couldn't believe what he had gotten. He said he always was thinking about getting one. And it was a nose hair trimmer. We actually, the gift that we used that year that somebody got, wasn't quite sure what to make of it because we gave him a VHS tape of Gregorian chant. Expectations. We can laugh at it, but at times our expectations, when they're not met, or we're not able to adjust our expectations to what happens in reality, what happens? We get sad. We might get depressed. We might not feel good about the way things are. But they're all over the place, and John the Baptist and his followers were talking about expectations. Jesus, are you the one? And Jesus, in verse 4, talks about meeting people's expectations. Because what did people want back then? They wanted somebody to come in and take over the Roman Empire and rule the world as they saw fit, particularly from the Jewish perspective. But what did they get instead? What they got instead was this in verse 4. Verse 4 talks about the expectations and what was really brought to the people. Because Jesus answers John's representatives. Jesus answers John's question that the representatives have brought. Are you the one? And Jesus goes, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Expectations. Jesus' summary in verse 4 is really a summary of what? It's a summary of all of chapter 10 of the book of Matthew. Because if you look at chapter 10 of the book of Matthew, what he really talks about there is that he had given his disciples authority to heal and do what? To cast out spirits over, he'd given them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction in his name. He'd given them authority to go to the lost sheep of Israel, telling them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and to do those things. And he says, as you go do those things, he warns them in the 10th chapter that, you know what? People aren't going to like what you're doing, so what's going to happen to you? You're going to be persecuted. But he said, that's not the final word. Because later on, he says, your reward you will receive. And it's the kingdom of heaven. And to be with him if you read the whole gospel. So then what does this have to do with anything in life about our expectations? What do you expect from Jesus? Let's be honest. What do you expect from Jesus? You pray. You've read scripture. Your prayers are answered, but are they answered in the way you thought they would be answered? Does it meet your expectation? Do we have to adjust what we have from time to time? But are you taken care of throughout everything? It doesn't meet your expectation or my expectation. How are they being met? What does Christ Emmanuel and your expectation have to do with one another? Let's back it up and take a look for some of us. Are you doing what you thought you would be doing 30 years ago? 40 years ago? Are you where you thought you would be during this period of time? Take a look at your relationships. Are your relationships what you thought they would be? I have a colleague years ago that used in his wedding sermons, and he talked about expectations in his wedding sermons and all the hope and all the lofty stuff and everything that's taking place. And it's not just, it doesn't just apply with a young married couple, but it's just living together and those types of things. And you know what examples he used on expectations being met or not? He said your earliest arguments in your married life are going to come over what? Money? Washing the dishes? He said, no. He says, let's be honest. Your first argument is going to come over on how you squeeze the toothpaste tube. Do you squeeze from the middle or from the end? Better yet, what kind of discussion do you have on how you hang a roll of toilet paper? Is it a paper over the top or underneath? What are your expectations? And we have to take a good look at what we expect from God. God says he's going to deliver. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus comes to us and sits in our world and walks with us and is with us. But his walk with us may not be what we expect it to be. I know I am not where I thought I would be in life. But praise be to God that Emmanuel has walked alongside. So what are we about expectations? So here's my question to you, and then I got a short story to tell you. How do you see Christ in the midst of your life today with all of your expectations? With that in mind, listen to this story that I found this story. And it's said to be a true story of something that happened just a few years ago. I'm not sure if it was a few years ago or not. And a similar story, there was a movie made about this. Only I think it had a little bit different twist in it. But and it came out, I want to say, in the last year or 2 years. But this story has to do with what happened at USC. Now, I don't know if that's the University of Southern California or the University of South Carolina. Okay? I know we sit in California and there's only one USC. But if we were sitting in South Carolina, there's only one USC. So, anyways, this is what is said about that. There was a professor of philosophy who was deeply committed to being an atheist. His primary goal for one required class was to spend the entire semester attempting to prove that God could not exist. His students were always afraid to argue with him because of his impeccable logic. And for 20 years, he taught this class, and no one had ever had the courage to go against him. Well, let's be honest. If you're a freshman sitting in a philosophy class like that, how many of you are going to stand up and challenge the professor? Not too many of us, if any of us. For 20 years, he had taught this class, and no one had had the courage to stand up and confront him. Some had argued in class at times, but no one had ever really gone against him because of his reputation. At the end of every semester, on the last day, he could say to his class of 300 students, "If there's anyone here who still believes in Jesus, stand up." In 20 years, no one stood up. They knew what he was going to do next. He would say, and professors have reputations. We know what they are. You find out. But his reputation, he would say next was, "Because anyone who believes in God is a fool. If God existed, he could stop this piece of chalk from hitting the ground and breaking. Such a simple task to prove that he is God, and yet he cannot do it." As he holds the piece of chalk in front of the classroom. And every year he would drop the chalk onto the tile floor of the classroom and it would shatter into 100 pieces. All of the students would do nothing but stop and stare. Most of the students thought that God could not exist. Certainly a number of Christians had slipped through, but for 20 years they had been too afraid to stand up. A few years ago there was a freshman that happened to enroll in that class and he is a Christian. And he heard the stories about his professor. He was required to take the class for his major, and he was afraid. But for 3 months that semester, he prayed every morning that he'd have the courage to stand up no matter what. And especially, no matter what the professor or the class thought. Nothing they said could ever shatter his faith. And that's where he had placed his hope and his prayer every morning. Finally, the day came. And the professor stood before the class and said, "If there is anyone here who still believes in God, stand up." The professor and the class of 300 people looked at him, shocked, as he stood up at the back of the classroom. The professor shouted, "You fool! If God existed, he would keep this piece of chalk from breaking when it hit the ground." He proceeded to drop the chalk. But as he did, it slipped out of his fingers, off his shirt cuff, onto the pleat of his pants, down his leg, and off his shoe. As it hit the ground, it rolled away, unbroken. The professor's jaw dropped. His jaw dropped as he stared at that piece of chalk laying on the floor, unbroken. He looked up at the young man and ran out of the classroom. The young man who had stood proceeded to walk to the front of the room, share his faith, and for the next half hour, and all the students remained and listened to him. Christ is in our midst. Where do you see Christ in your life today? To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.